I'm Kurt Benrud, and this is a review of Disney's Beauty and the Beast, a live play playing here in Raleigh, North Carolina. The review was written by Shannon Plummer White of Triangle Review, and she titles it, North Carolina Theater's production of Beauty and the Beast is lively and enchanting. North Carolina Theater enjoyed a sold-out opening night performance on Tuesday, July 25th, of their current production of Disney's Beauty and the Beast. The show, which is being performed from July 25th through July 30th in Raleigh Memorial Auditorium in the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, has some beautiful, tender moments, highly energetic group numbers, and a few unfortunate character misses. Beauty and the Beast is dubbed a tale as old as time. But what exactly does that mean? The very first known version of Beauty and the Beast was written in 1740 by French novelist Gabrielle Suzanne Barbeau de Villeneuve. It was an extremely long novel with multiple subplots and a far cry from the iconic 1991 Disney animated film that we all know and love. Although the stories are extremely different, the basic message remains the same. There are a few life lessons that can be taught, such as making personal sacrifices, beauty is only skin deep, and a little kindness goes a long way, and be true to yourself. The stage adaptation, directed by Sam Scalamoni, is based on the family-friendly Disney movie, with script by Linda Wolverton, music by Alan Menken, and lyrics by Howard Ashman and Sir Tim Rice. The scenery, designed by Jay Branson, had a wonderful picturesque German Gothic quality that transports the audience into an animation reel. The set changes were very fast, visually appealing, and almost magical. The costumes of LeGrand Smith were fun, charismatic, and surprisingly functional for the actors. Musical director Edward G. Robinson did a wonderful job following the actors and not overpowering them. Unfortunately, there were a few interesting character choices and multiple out-of-place, inconsistent accents. Although set in a fictional French town, it appears most characters fell in and out of different accents that ranged from French, British, American, and even oddly Southern at times. All of your favorite songs are included, such as Be Our Guest, Home, and the title song Beauty and the Beast, sung by Anne Van Cleve as the lovable Mrs. Potts. There are a few songs, however, which did drag down the momentum of the show. This is due in part to lack of actor energy, but also in part to how the show is written. It is hard to bring back the momentum of the show after the flawless high-energy Act One showstopper, Be Our Guest. Catherine Charlebois shines as Belle. She is warm, dramatic, and had a beautiful, clear voice. She portrayed the role as a real person instead of as a damsel in distress. This is polar opposite of Gaston, as played by Peter Said. Although Gaston is supposed to be a dim-witted meathead, there is something off with his portrayal. I appreciate that Said didn't go for the normal football player type attitude, but he lacks the charisma and pizzazz needed to make this character work. Ben Michael plays the Beast with a slightly different approach to this character. Michael brought out the softer, almost awkward adolescent side of the Beast. You could feel his pain during the songs, "How long must this go on?" and if I can't love her. Much of the heavy-lifting comedy and humor in the show go to the pessimistic clock Cogsworth, played by Michael Brian Dunn, the girl-crazy candelabra Lumiere, played by Dirk Lombard, and Gaston's trusted yet equally dim-witted sidekick Le Flou, played by Matthew Simpkins. Although the ensemble are adequate singers and dancers, I have to mention the amazing acrobatic work of ensemble member Cooper Stanton. I could not take my eyes off of him as the magic carpet in the Be Our Guest number. He literally appeared to defy gravity. Although there were some amazing moments, I was very disappointed in the iconic falling in love dance scene with the gold ball gown and the epic battle between Gaston and the Beast. The love scene appeared to be downplayed and felt rushed. The epic battle was highly stylized and over-exaggerated, yet did not capture the intensity desperately needed. It was also unfortunate that some of the magic was broken when the stand-in fighting Beast could be seen entering and exiting from the stage. The transformation of Beast to Man, however, was executed well. Because I appreciate the technicians who make the magic happen, I do have a few picky technical notes. During the big Act 1 showstopper of Be Our Guest, colorful confetti rained onto the stage. For some reason, the confetti remained on the stage through intermission and all of Act 2. It was distracting as it fluttered all through the mob and fight scenes. There were also a few microphone issues, with the chorus being too loud and bell sounding muted at times. Also, one of the set mirrors showed the reflection of musical director Edward G. Robinson conducting, which distracted a little from the onstage action. Despite a few picky, easily resolved items, the show was wonderful. There are a few scary moments that did send a few toddler patrons into crying fits, but other than that, this show is suitable for most children. Hurry and grab your ticket before it's a complete sellout. And once again, that review is read courtesy of the Triangle Review, and it was written by Shannon Plummer White.